Hey everybody, welcome to the Cootercast. My name's Lauren, and I am the president-elect, Ho Biden.
And I had to repurpose my old Klan outfit for a window sheet.
Got a lot of blood stains.
That was not funny. Wow, you ever just say something that just falls flat and not even you find it funny?
Yeah. All the time.
Pretty much every day.
Yeah. Any joke that I feel like is entirely based on shock value is our big gamble.
Yeah, but I think it's more about commitment.
Yeah, that's really true.
If you fully commit to something,
yeah,
I think anything can truly be funny. But
it also depends on how the person commits too. Like, they have to be funny in the first place for it to work. Because otherwise it just comes off as racist. Like, if you fully commit to it, then you're just a racist unless you're also funny.
See, and that's something I've kind of had to come to terms with, is like, how much of the stuff that I do ironically,
yeah,
do people think I do with passion and like pride?
That's why I always say this. You can't do anything ironically because ultimately you're still doing it. So like, that's why I stopped like ironically using slang terms, because I realized that I was just going to start using them anyway. Like the word manifest. I always say, like, I'm going to manifest this into existence. Like, that kind of shit. But now I actually say it.
Well, because that shit actually works.
Yeah. I just think that, like, me being like, I'm going to manifest myself into being able to leave work early today. Okay. Do not disturb.
Sorry. I've manifested myself into being able to leave work whenever I want. By not having anyone who really checks on me.
That's true. That is very true. So, I have a story. So,
is this the dad?
Yes.
The dad thing?
Okay. So, I have a cat. His name is Temis.
And he's really fucking cute.
He's
too.
A cute boy.
He's fluffy as shit.
And my mother is allergic to him. So, my mom calls my name, like, last night. And I go in there and I'm like, yeah, what do you need? And she's like, your cat is in my sock drawer. And I see the cat running out between my legs behind me. So, I'm like, that's not good. But my dad hears my mom yelling about it. So, he's walking up the stairs. Like, I walk out. And he's like, what happened? And I'm like, the cat was asleep in mom's sock drawer. And he goes, you know what that means? And I was like, no, what does it mean? And he's like, that means dad isn't getting any sex tonight.
Wait, did he refer to himself as dad?
Maybe he said, I'm not. But in my head, he said dad.
Him saying dad makes it 10 times funnier.
I don't actually remember. He might have just said, I'm not getting, but I feel like he said dad.
That's funny.
I agree.
I think the older you get, the more lenient your parents are in talking about their sex life with
you. Yeah, 100%.
Like, I remember being in high school when my parents would have parties and they'd be like, yeah, you should leave the house for the evening.
That's, you know, funny.
There's going to be some old folks and a lot of us are going to be naked. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be there for that.
See you on Tuesday.
Yeah. My parents never had other adults over to be naked, but... Okay, so this is...
Well, I don't know if their intention was to be naked.
But oh, it just might happen.
What it usually devolved to, what it usually came down to was that it'd be, you know, 10 to 12, older, like, past their midlife crisis age adults,
okay,
naked, in the pool, doing their thing, just their leathery old people thing.
Oh my God. My parents, I have an older sister, obviously. She's 6 years older than me. And whenever she was going to homecoming one year, my parents and then our family friends, who my sister was friends with their daughter, rented a limo to take them to dinner and then to drop them off at the dance. And I didn't know about this until recently, but I was a little bit younger. Me and then my sister's best friend, her little sister, was my best friend. So it was like all of us were best friends. And so we had to stay home and we watched Knocked Up at like 8. No, night. Probably like
who's
10.
In that movie? Who's in Knocked Up?
Seth Rogen. What's her name? She was on SNL.
Elisa Schlesinger.
No. but yeah.
A female comedian I respect.
So I found out later, I found this out like a year ago, that whenever they dropped them off at the homecoming, like, location, my parents and their parents went to a strip club, and I did not know that. And the only reason I found out was because Carter asked my parents, have you ever been to a strip club? And they were like, well, yeah. I did not need to know.
Dad's like, yeah, I just went to the Players last Tuesday.
Is Players a strip club?
No, every time. And I just had that conversation with my brother because I was trying to get him to go with me. It's just like a dive bar.
Okay.
But with a name as provocative as Players and a location as
seedy,
janky. Yeah, seedy is a good place.
Yeah.
Good thing. It's like a strip center and it's the only business there aside from a pawn shop. It's a pawn shop and a little corner bar called Players.
I think that all bars should be right next to pawn shops.
Well, and here's why it really just stands out as like a gentleman's club. First, the name. Players. Yeah. Like, obviously, this is some high-class shit, right?
Yeah.
But also just the general, like, low-keyness of it.
Yeah.
There was nothing flashy like XXX girls, live nude girls, sucking your tip in the back room. That, like, there was no signs like that out front. There was no neon.
There's no lake.
There is no neon because this place is still there. We could go there tonight.
We could.
I don't want to, though.
Me neither. I figured out the trifecta, though. The trifecta of like business establishments in order to maximize the amount of money.
Before you say that, we need to figure out the Porter bar crawl.
That's true. That's
because
a good. How many bars are there?
There's a lot, and they're all dives.
There's a brewery on Old Sorters that I've always wanted to go to.
Their beer is ass.
Oh.
But they got live music. It's a good time. That's right next to one of my other favorite bars, which is that barn.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Red Barn.
Yes.
Well, let's just dox ourselves. Fuck it.
Okay.
I mean, that one's Nowhere Lounge. That's a good one. And then off Ford Road, there's No Tab and No Tab 2 also should be included because they're right next to each other.
I don't think that I've ever been to a bar down here.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's just do a bar crawl tonight. Fuck it.
Okay.
I got some homies. Well, they're not my homies. They're my friends.
Okay.
I didn't really grow up with them. I mean, at what point do you stop saying, like, this was the time I was growing up? Is it when you turn 18 or is it when you feel mentally mature? Because I kind of still feel like I'm growing up.
I think you're growing up until you die.
So then, all right, well, this is why I asked. Because the difference between a homie and a friend is a homie is a friend you grew up with.
Really?
Yeah, like in your, like, from, like, growing up times. And I don't know how, like, can I consider high school friends, like, my homies?
Yes, yes. Here's how I look at it. I heard a really interesting, like, phrase the other day, which was, like, home is the place where people will know you're missing. So, like, like, anybody
that's
who...
That's really sad. Whose parents would not notice them missing.
Well, I mean, some people would do that. But, like I consider you family because if... I guess my family lives in my home, but if I went missing, you would know, like, almost immediately.
Like, as soon as someone else knew.
Yeah, yeah. You would be on the first list of contacted
people.
I'd
be, like, suspicious. I'd be calling your mom. Hey, I think Lauren's missing.
Yeah, that's probably true.
God damn it.
But yeah, the trifecta of businesses is you have, it's a strip center. You have a gas station with a slot machine. Mm-hmm. You have a bar and you have a pawn shop all right next to each other. And that's the
one business. Like, what? Just, you know how those gas stations / McDonald's are?
Yeah.
Do like that with all three.
Just like a baby casino with a bar.
You ever been out on I-10?
That was
cool. There's like a 57 Ford.
Okay.
There's a bunch of nice cars. We saw a Lambo.
Yeah, that's true.
On the way to Goodwill.
Yeah.
We were behind a Jaguar F-Type on the way home. That's like a badass patinaed 57 Ford that they swapped with the... they did some kind of 5.0 swap on it.
I don't know what that means.
It's like I'm not going to embarrass myself by...
By not getting it right?
By explaining it to you and being wrong.
Okay. We've gotten a lot of shit wrong on this podcast.
All right, no, but okay, Kathy's Corner on I-10. It's
okay.
Like this giant, it's like the, it's Bucky's only real rival on that stretch of I-10.
Okay.
Like out near Katy, Brookshire area.
Okay.
Are Katy in Brookshire?
I don't know. I know that Katy is on I-10 because that's how whenever I took the bus home, I would do that.
Brookshire may be like 59 South. That may not be what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I-10 East and
West. Yeah.
Yeah. I-10 West.
Yeah, towards San Antonio.
Yeah. That's a good place for it. Out in the middle of nowhere, big old building.
Yeah.
And I think your main focus should be the strip club, part.
Well, right? There wasn't even a strip club part on there. I just said a casino, a pawn shop, and a bar. If we had a strip club, we'd be billionaires.
No, you didn't say a casino. You said a gas station with the casino like
with the slot machines. Yeah. Well, anything that you can gamble, essentially. That's my only stipulation. Whatever
VLTs.
Way you can. Some what?
VLT. It's a video. Oh, fuck. What does it stand for? It's like a gambling thing.
Is it like? You know what's so fucking funny? I love how people turn literally
any... It's a video lottery terminal.
Oh.
That's what it is.
I love how people turn everything into gambling. And here's an example. There is a legitimate economy, and there used to be one in Team Fortress 2, but there is a legitimate economy in CSGO where people... Like I know people who... literally spend like $70 a month on crates on CSGO.
And it's for a good reason. My buddy Austin
has earned
like over $1,000 from loot crates that he gets keys for, and then it's a super rare item or something like that, and he'll hold it, and all of a sudden it goes from like it was originally worth $40 on the market, now it's worth like
$400. Wow.
That he sold a couple things like that he's earned over $1,000 from that shit.
Damn. It's like CSGO Lotto. Are you familiar with that situation?
Yeah, that was the T. Martin, Syndicate, which I'm so astonished that T. Martin like died because of that. Not physically, but like his career in content creation was pretty much dead at that point. Like he killed it. But Syndicate, who was the co-owner with him, has not really gotten the same kind of hatred. He still is uploading all the time.
Wow, I didn't
know
that.
In fact, when the new Call of Duty came out, he was putting out a bunch of zombies videos because that's like what he was known for at the time. That's why he got famous.
Wow.
And I just find that a little bit interesting. You know, it's weird the double standards we hold.
Yeah.
For people who we just don't like versus people that we kind of can tolerate their content.
I mean, it's interesting that some people still have a platform considering the things they've done. Like, are you familiar with Onision? Mm-mm. He's a really old YouTuber, like 10 years old, but he's like a pedophile. Here's an example. Chris Hansen has been investigating him. Chris Hansen went to his house to be like, we want to talk to you. So he called the police, and there's a really funny phone call where Onision is like, there's a guy outside my house.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. It's Onision.
It's Onision.
Oh, it's Onision?
Yeah.
I've been saying it Onision in my head the whole time.
No.
I know who you're talking about now. Yeah.
And on the Chris in the call, he calls the police and they're like, Do you know who it is who's outside your house? And he goes, it's Chris Hansen. And then the cops get there and the cops help Chris Hansen.
I was gonna say the cops were probably like, hey, thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
Anonymous tip on yourself.
Yeah. It's such a funny fucking video.
I love watching To Catch a Predator.
I have never actually seen To Catch a Predator.
There's good, like, there's an episode where a dude just comes in fully naked and torqued. And, like, the girl has to, like, run real quick, and Chris Hansen comes out with a towel, like, right away. It's not the usual, like,
come have a seat here.
Practically, like, sucking on the guy's tip before she says, I gotta go to the bathroom. And then Chris Hansen comes out. It wasn't like that. It was, like, immediately Chris Hansen was like, all units, be advised, be on standby. He did that Donald Trump thing, to stand by and stand ready or whatever he said.
Here's the question. So if you walk into the house naked, did you walk to the front door naked, or did you take all your clothes off at the front door? Like, how do you go about that?
Dude, if I know I'm gonna walk in somewhere naked, I'm leaving the house naked.
Okay.
Because I don't want anything that I have to go back for.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to have to run and grab a pair of pants. This sounds terrible. I would never, not in this situation, the Chris Hansen's, I would never do that.
Yeah.
That's just not.
This is just, I don't mean, like, on the way to go fuck a kid.
I mean, to go streaking at, like, a game, like,
yeah.
a sports game. Yeah. I would definitely show up naked and just not stop running until I got to whatever the main focus of attention was.
I definitely wasn't asking you, like, how would you do this if you were trying to fuck a kid? Just in general. Just, like... what is the thought process of walking in naked? That's my question. But I mean,
I
they're
guess it's
pedophiles.
Probably about the same thought process as like sending an unsolicited dick pic. It's probably thinking like, well, it's already out. What's she going to do? Worst case, you're going to say no.
Yeah, that's very true. Or she blocks you.
And I think if you're in this particular situation, you're probably not worried about her saying no.
Yeah.
Because it's a kid. It's already illegal.
Yeah.
If you're willing to cross that threshold.
You know what's so weird to me?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't consent to having sex with me? Let me leave now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever been a case on To Catch a Predator.
No. Never.
That'd be a funny case study, though, if they just tried it. If the girl was like, hey, at the door, she's like, hey, actually, I thought about it. I really don't want to do this. And see how many of them try to walk away, or realistically, how many of them just, like, grab her.
Yeah.
Or him. There were some little boy episodes.
I mean, there's, like, it's interesting to see. Because, like, some people are absolute shitheads. Like, utter dirtbags, dog shit humans. But they do, like, one really good thing. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example of
I can think of an example.
Okay.
Every single person I know.
I just mean like you're universally like praised for doing what, like everything else you do is shit. It's like Bill Cosby. Like people love Bill Cosby as a comedian, but he's an utter dog shit person.
Okay, so he's like the opposite of what you're talking about, because he's well loved for everything he does except for the fact that he did one thing that's so despised that he's hated.
Yeah, okay. That I guess that is the opposite.
Yeah.
So he has to be hated, and then you do something so good that people like you again.
So what's the yin to that yang?
What if it was like Elon Musk solves world hunger, but is still Elon Musk apartheid daddy?
Here's how you know that none of those people actually want to solve world hunger.
Yeah.
And everyone will say, like, oh, it's because they don't donate money or food or whatever. No, what they could be doing is using what things they have to start building the infrastructure.
Yeah.
On a global scale, especially in the places that are hardest hit by things like droughts that lead to starvation, like mass starvation.
It's interesting situations. To me, because ultimately that's only a good financial decision. Because
you're making more consumers.
Exactly.
You would think that would make the most sense.
Yeah.
But it's the same reason that, like, the same reason Donald Trump didn't try to win over the rest of the people.
Okay. Because he already had...
He knew the ones he had would be enough for what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Although they weren't.
Yeah.
We'll see next week.
Yeah, if we make it to the 19th.
This is going to be an interesting week.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't watch the news. I just started watching the news again last week because of all that shit. I was like, all right, let me turn on C-SPAN today.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't watch news. Like, I don't watch the news. I will read the news. I will, like, react to things on Reddit. Like, I'll get on the news tab of Reddit and scroll through that and read the articles.
I hate that tab.
Why?
I just hate reading the headlines. Because I know that, like, most of the people who read the headlines aren't reading the article when they're upvoting it.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll read the headline and be like, wow, that one pisses me off. So I'll read the article and I'm like, okay, well, actually, this makes sense. It's just a really inflammatory headline.
Yeah.
But all these people are agreeing with the headline and not the basis of the article.
My favorite thing that people do in those things is they will copy and paste the text of the article into the comments so people will actually read it.
Yeah, I love that, too, because you can just you can pretend to copy and paste and just write a ridiculous Babylon Bee article.
That's true.
In the comments, and everyone be upvoting that. It'd be like we're looking for public approval on, you know, mass abortion, like mass mandatory abortion. But the headline, you know, they could just do a Babylon Bee article.
Yeah,
I'm not structuring this. Like, I'm not setting this up verbally correctly.
I feel like I do that all the time. Like, I feel like I get to my points in a roundabout way.
Yeah, I feel like I just didn't learn about predicates. It's all subjects for me. I'll give you every single topic before I tell you what happens with them. There was a truck, and it had four wheels, and it was an automatic transmission, and it didn't shift in the third gear. And, oh, but the wheels were overinflated, and the steering wheel didn't work. All of that to tell you, don't buy this truck.
Yeah.
Buy a car for me, though. I am selling a...
he's becoming a used car salesman.
I'm selling a 2012 Kia Soul. If you're in the market for a badass performance mom car, this is for you. If you have one kid and you're single, so you're only buying groceries for you and that kid.
But you also want to fuck in the car the time.
Yes, because the seats lay flat. Pro tip. That's not a bug. It's a feature.
Yeah.
Let me think. I recently replaced the hub about a year ago when the wheel fell off.
Yeah.
So
when's the last time
new.
You got your brakes done?
Over a year ago.
Okay.
But I did them myself, so it was perfect, and that's the only time I've ever changed the brakes in my owning the car. all the fluids are changed at the correct intervals of 40 to 50,000 miles. That's not true, but I am probably about 20,000 overdue.
My car has a an alert system that says, like, you have this many days left until you need to service it. But it never got reset properly. So I got an oil change like a month and a half ago, and it says I have 3 days left until I need to service the vehicle.
Are you driving more? Because it could be that.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't even need oil in my car. It runs on like you could probably fill the oil
grease
with like glass shards and sand and fucking dirt. Anything that you'd think would clunk up an engine, I think it would survive.
I mean, it is a rough bitch of a car.
I've definitely had my gas tank sugared and it kept running.
Really?
Yeah.
Who did it?
I don't know.
Who do you
think it was the same person who keyed my car.
Oh.
Remember, that's a funny story. We were out in the woods fishing for not more than 30 minutes. Come back out to my car. Someone's keyed the hood, wrote words on the hood, and wrote shit on my door.
Damn.
God, that's funny.
Did I ever tell you about the time? Okay, this is
so
crazy.
You only need to paint the door, by the way, when you're buying this car. The hood has been repainted.
Whenever I was in San Marcos, I don't know why, but someone wrote the N-word on my back windshield, and I didn't realize.
Hard R?
Hard R.
Nice.
And the only way that I realized was because I was looking in my rearview mirror, and I could see, like, something. Because there was something different. Like, something was written, and then somebody honked at me, and so I finally pull over, and I get out, because I'm like, something is on there, but I can't tell, and I turn, I go around the back of it, and it just says the N-word, and I'm like, that's good.
This is a bad day to be cosplaying a wizard.
Yep. I don't understand why someone would do that. I didn't call anybody an N-word that day. Like, it had been at least a week. I don't know what it was.
I got an idea. We're going to talk about it after the podcast.
It's not about the N-word, guys, I promise.
It definitely is.
So... I realized how unpopular. I realized
that was
how
the same 57.
God four. Damn it! I realized how unpopular we are today. Not today, yesterday.
Realize how popular.
Unpopular.
We are? What do you mean unpopular?
Let me get to it.
Being unpopular is like widely disliked.
So nobody gives a shit about us. Apparently, is what I'm saying.
I gave a shit about us.
So we had this idea where we wanted to get questions from people we went to high school with, anonymous. We wanted them to give us anonymous questions for us to answer on this podcast because both of us had very interesting reputations there.
All right, the way you're phrasing this makes me sound like we didn't get a lot of responses. How many did we get?
One.
We got one?
We got one.
One?
One.
How many people did you send it to?
I literally just tweeted it on I put it on my Twitter.
I personally sent it to maybe like 24 people.
I don't talk to anybody from high school.
I don't either.
So do you really think that if I had just randomly messaged someone from high school and been like, hey, we fill this out, they'd be like, okay, they'd be like, fuck off.
Probably. You could hit up the trio. Well, it's a duo now.
Well.
Because one of them's, you know, significantly more successful than the other two. The one that's a spy. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because she's like, you know, doing her own thing.
Yeah. I think that would be the person who I'm most interested in hearing from.
All right. Well, before I ask you what our, you know, one single question was, if anyone listening to this, has like an issue going on in your life that you just need the advice of someone who has no life experience or something funny
or you hate us, tell us that.
Yeah. If you have like a really, just send us a review to our personal email.
Or on Apple Podcasts. You could review us there, too. That'd be cool. Maybe this could become something.
But, yeah, if you think you're funny and want to be on the show, plead your case. You know, whatever. And the email is thecootercast@gmail.com.
Spelled exactly like you think it is.
No underscores. Thecootercast. It's literally the name of the show at gmail.com.
Or and go to our website.
Yeah.
Thecootercast.com.
Right. Oh, I can't wait for those fucking domain emails.
Oh, that's gonna be so much fucking fun. We're working on getting email addresses with our domains so we could be Lauren@thecootercast.com.
I just really just want a Cade at, because that's the perfect.
Yeah.
I've never had just that handle.
Yeah.
Everyone's always, there's too many Cades. My parents were unoriginal. It was Colton or Cade, apparently.
I saw a really good tweet yesterday.
My dad wanted to name me Colt.
Oh my God.
Colton, so he could call me Colt, like his gun. That's literally his reasoning. Come here, 45.
I saw a really good tweet yesterday. Are you familiar with Lauren Boebert? She's the one, she's the congressman that apparently
Congresswoman
that apparently like aided the seditionists.
One of many.
Well, yeah, this one in particular. She's the one that's like wanted to bring her gun into the Capitol the day after it almost got, like, you know. So
I mean, as you would, I definitely would too. I'd be bringing it before that.
Well, she had, there was a really good tweet about her that was like, it's a lot of, actually, let me just read it because it's actually cool.
No,
so
I'm
good.
Just going to tell you what she tweeted right here because I can just, I'm going to make it up right now. She okay. probably said, I couldn't keep my pussy from quivering all day without having my gun on me. If that's a crime to not want to be afraid, then sue me.
So
that's probably her tweet, right?
This is not from her. This is just about her. And this is what it is. There seems to be a confusion here on Bobbitt versus Boebert. Let's clear it up. Bobbitt sacrificed her husband's member while Boebert sacrificed the country's members.
Oh, Lorena Bobbitt.
Lorena Bobbitt.
The guy, the serial killer woman that
she just cut the dick off her husband. She didn't kill anybody else.
I tell you, I had to have a conversation with my RIT guy.
Okay.
Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday. It was after work. We were having beers. And I didn't have to have it. We were just having a conversation. It came up. He was like, hey, on earlier this week, I noticed you were looking up a list of American serial killers. Why? And that was not easy to explain. Because I don't even really know how I ended up there. I think it started with a DC sniper.
Okay.
I was like trying to get more info on that guy. Because this was, I think it was last Wednesday.
The DC sniper was two people.
Yeah. But yeah. It was mainly one.
Yeah.
One killed more of them.
So there was the one response we got.
Oh shit! Yeah, we're still. Yeah, what was the question we got? Who does this? We don't have a name. It's anonymous.
No, this all anonymous. The question was, did y'all fuck? Yeah. Single response.
Wow.
So poignant.
And honestly. I'm happy with that.
I think that if that was our only response, I think that this,
I think we're sending the right message.
Yeah. I would like to do this, though. I would like to hear.
Excuse you. I don't want to do that with you.
No, not that. I would like to do the survey to get legitimate questions. I mean, that is a legitimate question, but I want to hear more.
I want to hear about people's like depraved life. Like, yeah. If you do weird shit, like if you come into a sock every day for a year and then you try to put the sock on and it gets all crusty and you take a picture of it, send that to the email, thecoodercast@gmail.com. Send me the pictures.
Yeah.
Don't send dicks.
Please don't.
Please.
I don't read the emails. So
as I say that,
good luck.
As I say that, I'm kicking myself. I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. People would have done it anyway.
Dicks. Probably not. It's one of those things that I truly believe people don't think of doing stuff. They're told what to do, and they just don't necessarily, it's not a direct, like, I'm telling you what to do, but it's saying, like, hey, don't send dicks to my email account.
I think that you have never lived a day as a woman.
No, I've never gotten unsolicited dick pics, but I do get unsolicited titty pics sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good thing, though.
No. No, it's not. I don't want to wake up and see like ham nipples.
That's true. There
like,
was
and
a
ham slice is the perfect term for those kind of nipples, dude. Some bitch has got, and I don't have a problem
Bologna
with you
nipples.
For being fat, or I do have a problem with you for being fat, but don't flaunt your fatness around, like specifically your titties.
Yeah,
you're not, and they're way bigger than. I'm talking like. When your titty's like this big and your nipple is this big, that's way bigger than
if you can fit your nipple in a honeydew melon.
If your nipple is bigger than most women's breasts, lose some fucking weight. That's my hot take. Lose your fucking fatness. Stop being fat. That's a choice you make every day.
When I was in middle school, there was this girl that everybody liked. She was really popular. She was very pretty. And she was in my math class. And I remember a rumor going around about her that she had pepperoni nipples.
It's probably true.
Yeah, it was.
How did you find out?
I saw pictures.
Y'all had like a child pornography ring going on at your middle school? Run by children?
There were some people that I knew who were engaging in quite a bit of illegal activity.
Yeah, dude. And I don't even... What's the statute of limitations on child pornography?
Zero. Zero. I mean, 100%. 100%. I was
gonna say, there's no statute of limitations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could be 80.
Yeah. I just remember when I was in like high school, I probably shouldn't even say this because it's literally like in the most literal sense, it's that.
I don't think that they're going to go after you. I think that if you're an adult doing it.
So, but what I mean, I was like 13, 14 okay. with my other 13, 14 year old friends passing around photos of 13, 14 year old girls.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were girls our age.
Yeah.
We were also 13 to 14.
Yeah.
But looking back, like there's a phone I had in high school until after I graduated that had a lot of that shit on it.
I know some people who still have photos from that time.
Oh, that's not good.
I know.
That's
it's a little bit sus.
Oh, man, and when you think about it, like the average person 200 years ago didn't have a naked photo of them.
No.
Themselves.
Unless they were like really rich.
Unless they were really rich and had someone like commission it, or they had like a very, you know, early prototype of a camera.
Yeah. The daguerreotype. This is the naked pictures of the daguerreotype.
I've seen this dude on one of the photography subreddits I'm on that's for film photography.
Mm-hmm.
And so he makes pinhole cameras that he lets expose for about a year.
Wow.
Like long-ass exposures.
That's cool.
And he does them in like soda cans and stuff. And I'm wondering if someone could do that on a shorter time frame, say like a week, and just go and stand in the same spot for 16 hours a day while it's sunny in front of the exposing film naked and get a full-on, a long exposure nude. That may be a format that I work into.
Okay.
I might get into some long exposure format.
I mean, as long as you're not taking pictures of kids.
No, yeah. I never once. That's
like, I know, I'm just kidding.
I feel sus taking pictures of strangers, like adults.
Have you ever had your picture taken in public?
Traffic cameras, yeah.
I mean, just like by a person.
Oh, no. Yes, technically.
I had some guy try to take an upskirt photo of me once.
Did you pull your pussy out and piss on him?
No.
Assert dominance?
No. Because I didn't even realize he was doing it. It was my sister.
Your sister was giving you an upskirt?
No, she saw the guy doing it, and she like blew up on him in the grocery store. I was like 16.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And she saw him. She was like, did you take a fucking picture of my sister? What the fuck, dude? Did you just take a picture of her? And then the manager came out, and they took him out because they were like looking at his phone.
That's
and
like, super creepy.
Yeah.
Did they make him delete it?
I hope so.
Well, you're making it sound like the manager had the phone at their possession at the end.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming they did, but we had left before. Like, they were dealing with it.
Manager grabs the phone, looks at it, and is like, all right, I'll text this.
Yeah,
myself.
Just airdrop this real quick.
That's fucked up. Did you know it's Wikipedia's 20th birthday?
No, I did not know that. But...
You know, Wikipedia can't even drink yet?
That's crazy.
Bitch-ass little kid.
Yeah. I need to set up my new recurring donation to Wikipedia because I used to have it set up, but then my card declined. Then my card not declined. It expired, so I had to get a new card. I got to reset that up because I use Wikipedia all the time.
It's pretty much my main source of yeah. If I ever did the full download of Wikipedia, I intend to do eventually when I buy a new hard drive, I'll probably make a donation for that.
Yeah.
Maybe like $200.
Yeah.
Something semi-sizable, but not like, you know. I'm not going to give him $1,000.
This
is public knowledge.
Whenever I was doing it, I was giving him like $5 a month. Like, I think that's worth it.
$60 a year for a free access site, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Especially considering the fact that like the reason that they do need the donations is because they're not
they don't advertise. There's no advertisements.
Exactly. They're not obligated to advertisers to censor content. So they're entirely self-funded by the users, so...
Which is ridiculous. If I were a company, Wikipedia would be the first place I would go to for advertising because so many people use it. Like, the vanity of, like, oh, I don't want to put my picture of my product next to this rape article. I don't get it.
Well, here's an interesting thing that I saw the other day on Wikipedia. there's a warning on some articles. I've only seen it on one, but it's like it was about that cult I was talking about, the cult Wikipedia article. And it said it basically said, it was like a little thing on top, and it basically said like the text in this section may be unfairly biased towards one party or another. Like, it was basically saying that the person who wrote it is definitely like in on it. Like, they wrote it to convince people rather than to be objective. And I had never seen that before. I thought that was really cool.
Pieces of information, though.
Yeah. Did you know that the Wikipedia has had to IP ban the Capitol, like DC, all of the government IP addresses, because they kept changing their Wikipedia articles.
Yeah, I think anything that's government funded should be IP banned from Wikipedia.
I agree.
From authoring.
Yeah.
Or editing articles. Because that's I feel like that's one of the things Wikipedia is so good about, because you can just go into a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
One article after the next that all chain link together. And at the end, you're like, okay, well, I just learned about how, for instance, the U.S. has overthrown several governments in the last 30 years.
Yeah. The idea that that's not common knowledge is crazy to me.
Well, and there's a reason it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cultural, brainwashing is not the right thing. It's more like a cultural memory wipe. You just get a generation to not learn about it.
Yeah.
And eventually, the next generation doesn't learn about it because the previous generation doesn't know about it.
Yeah, it's kind of like how people didn't know about Black Wall Street, the massacre of Black Wall Street, until fucking the TV show Watchmen.
I'm so glad that our history teacher taught us about that.
Yeah.
And not even in like a, oh, I'm glad I got on the fucking black people train early.
But just it's like important information.
And it just goes to show that like there's tyrannical power at every stage in history.
Yeah.
Regardless of how modern it may seem.
Yeah.
You know, that was, you know, less than 100 years ago.
I read something really interesting yesterday. Did you know that Mitch McConnell was part of the civil rights movement in the 60s? Like, he went to civil rights marches?
Yeah.
What happened?
A lot of money was made, and a lot of people voted for him to get him into office, and then he made even more money by being in office and doing the things that the contributors won't.
I just don't understand how like you. What if like Mitch McConnell and Bernie were like protest bros? Like, that could have happened.
Potentially could have.
It's just interesting how like you're who you eventually become can vary wildly from who you were before.
My favorite thing is like boomers who are really into that like 60s peace, love, and music culture. But at the same time, like, they're the people raising you to like take on $100,000 in student debt and go into the working system, and like don't listen to that kind of music and don't do any drugs. Be straight edge and all of that's good advice. You know, music can definitely affect how you think and change your mood.
Yeah.
And drugs also do the same thing. But they'll always tout out the fucking Grateful Dead, or not the Grateful Dead.
They're just hypocrites.
Like the Beatles and like the Woodstock culture and all that. They'll tout that off like it's, this was our generation, man.
I love whenever like young girls are like, they see, like, they post pictures of the 50s and they're like, I wish I could go back in time. Like, you can still dance. Like, you can still drink milkshakes.
The ultimate form of that is, like, old people who, for instance, went to Woodstock, right?
Yeah.
Here's the culmination of it. It's like an old dude watching TV, wearing his fucking Woodstock 69 shirt that he got, whatever, painted by some random lady. And he was on acid the whole time. Watching a news story about, like, what are, like, new drugs?
Flocka.
No, like new good drugs, like the 2C family,
like UCB
or
MDMA.
MDMA. That's one that I think is like super positive when it's not being abused. But they're the same kind of people who will watch that news story and condemn the users for being drug-addled minds.
Yeah,
and I don't know. It's just hypocritical.
I agree. 100% agree. I think,
I don't think that it's. I don't really think it's hypocritical, though.
Why?
I think life changes you and changes how you think. Because that person who was 20 and went to Woodstock and is now, what was that, 50 years ago? 52 years ago? So now they're 72.
Wait, what year?
It was 69.
Okay, that's...
That's 52 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anniversary was 2019.
I was thinking. I was thinking of something else. Yeah. I'm good.
Well, it's that 72-year-old man is probably not going to be as interested in, like... He's probably not still doing all the shit that went on at Woodstock.
Imagine if he was, though.
But to say that, like, okay, I did it once, and it, you know, it profoundly helped me in whatever way. It helped, you know, structure a part of my personality. But I'm going to bar that from... I'm going to bar everyone else, the future generations, from having any kind of experience like that.
Yeah.
By making all that shit illegal.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of old people we're going to be.
I don't think we're going to be old people. You might be. I don't think I'm ever going to be old.
I think you'll make it.
I mean that in like the physical rejuvenation type of way. I think by the time we're hitting our peak, you know, late 30s, we're going to have, you know, cell rejuvenation techniques that just keep you young.
I see.
Or keep you at least looking young until you die.
Okay.
Or I'm just going to die before I'm old.
Okay. I mean, I can relate to that. Like I always, this is not my joke, but I tagged onto this joke
for my
40th birthday. I'm buying myself a shotgun. So that's what I used to say.
Isn't that Gus?
Huh? That was Gus. Yeah, it was a Gus thing.
Gus. And Gus. Let's start doing our podcast intro with "and Gus," because he's with us in spirit.
Yeah.
I never think about how formative the RT podcast was for my humor growing up.
Yeah. Red
versus blue in general.
I still think Bernie is one of the funnier people right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like Bernie left. Like, I pretty much stopped watching after Ray left. Like, that was the start of the end.
Yeah.
And I think Ray left after Monty died.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Monty.
Yeah.
That was a huge shock. I wonder what that was.
Like, I think he had a blood clot. He was getting like a routine like a biopsy or something, and he died of a blood clot. Which is crazy. That's insane.
You don't believe the theory that he did a bunch of mescaline and his heart exploded?
Is that a theory?
I just made that there. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do believe that then.
Several thousand people have backed this theory with information that I'll point to you later.
Okay.
At a later time.
I 100% believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Monty Ohm. You ever just lie on dead people like that?
So, I mean, I don't really talk about dead people that much.
I talk about dead people a lot, but that's just because I'm into history. I like how things were... I like how things shape out.
It's interesting. I watched a video the other day that was like, people teach history in terms of events that happened on dates rather than a continuum of... Like you learn history, you learn that 1776 was the year... That the U.S.
Yeah, you learn July 4th, 17th. You don't learn July 5th.
Yeah, so, but it's like, you don't know, like if you have to look at history as like a progression of events before it.
You have to look at history in the way that you look at your own life, which is that there's days where it doesn't seem like anything happens, but I'm sure something happened, right? Like, I'm sure something happened today that was newsworthy.
Absolutely.
But in my eyes, today's a boring day. This is one of a million days I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
Maybe not a million. A couple thousand.
I
feel like I forget most days.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I maybe remember like 4 days out of the year.
I forget a lot of shit, but I don't... The thing that I am so surprised is that that my vape stays with me. Like, I don't leave my vape at home very often.
No. It's like leaving your foot at home.
Basically.
Yeah, my mom used to tell me if I didn't have my head attached, I'd forget it at home. But that's not true, because every day I do the three-pocket tap and I got everything I need.
Yeah. There's like a term for it. It's like something, like, something testicles.
Ooh. Oof. No, I don't know. I just know it as phone wallet keys.
There's like an Adam Sandler bit about how it's something else, but...
Why are boobs not called chesticles? That's a hack joke, but it's a real thing. Like, why did we not
associate
them with the same way we associate balls?
Do you want a real answer?
Balls aren't testicles. They're testes. What's in there is testes. Why do you refer to balls as testicles?
Well, that's just because it's their medical name. That's because some Greek dude was like, we're going to call these testicles. Or some Latin dude. I don't know what the root of testicle is.
Greeks.
They were all gay.
They were really into fucking boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like How You Became a Man, which is also, fun fact, what the rap industry is all about. Like, look at Birdman and Lil Wayne, or Birdman and Young Thug. It's all about fucking the new generation to get them to buy into the system.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tomorrow it'll be Lil Wayne fucking, you know, DaBaby, if he hasn't already.
Who do you think? I'm not going to ask this question. Never mind.
Who do I think? Oh. That's a strange.
Did I tell you?
Phrasing.
I was just thinking about this. Did we ever talk about what my ex said was his, like, the person he would want to get a drink with most, dead or alive?
Who?
Jim Adler, he said.
Jim Adler. The Texas Hammer. You rip your asshole open at work while you were taking a shit. We'll compensate you.
I love.
Did your boss tell you you can't go to the bathroom and all of a sudden you got 3 kidney stones? We'll compensate you.
I love ambulance chasers. Ambulance chasers is such a fun, like, imagine.
That's like the theme of Nightcrawler, isn't it? With
I haven't seen Nightcrawler.
Really?
No.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. It's not Gyllen. It's Gyllen.
I see. I remember hearing about how.
The double L is the yeah, like Yamo in Spanish.
I don't think. I think that he's not from Mexico.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I know that.
That's how I say his name.
I know that Gyllenhaal is not the correct way to pronounce it. I just don't know what the correct way is.
Gyllenhaal. What if that's how you say it? What if he's like Chinese and they just spell it American? Hi, I'm Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. Whenever you sent me that article about how they stopped imports of cotton and tomatoes from Xinjiang.
Oh, over slave labor, yeah.
Yeah. I told Carter that, and he goes, what did you say? Because he thought I said Ching Chong instead of Xinjiang or Xinjiang.
Xinjiang.
Xinjiang. Xinjiang.
Xinjiang. Yeah, the city of Xinjiang.
Xinjiang, I think.
Xinjiang, China. My favorite city in China.
Yeah.
Aside from, what's the city in Taiwan? Taiwan's my favorite country of China. I actually want to go to Taiwan. If it wasn't so goddamn close to China or, like, so tied to it, I probably would.
I would love to go to Hong Kong.
That was the city I was thinking of. That's my favorite Chinese city.
Yeah.
Because they've fully gotten, they're back to, China owns it now again.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But I just think it's such an interesting, like, a fusion of English and Chinese culture.
I just put shit together.
What?
This is how my brain works, right?
Okay.
So, 2019, a lot of protests in Hong Kong, a lot of coverage in America of it.
Yeah.
Kind of priming people to say, like, yeah, democracy's cool, fuck the government, right? And then in 2020, mass civil unrest in America following a lockdown during a pandemic that should have been like a normal, like, okay, yeah, no brainer. It's going to spread easily or not easily if we all lock down, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. There's been a lot of protests in the last 5 years in terms of the world.
Yeah. I mean, but that's also that there's always protests. There's always protests. They're just not on the news.
Yeah. I mean, there's been protests going on since George Floyd's death every weekend.
Yeah. And that's just in the U.S.
In the U.S., yeah.
But I mean,
I really like how that event like unfolded.
How you mean?
Like throughout the world that kind of spread around.
Oh, yeah.
That other people kind of just stop, you know.
Yeah.
Putting up with it. All those statues in fucking other countries being torn down.
Yeah.
Tear every statue down, dude.
I agree.
Except there's a statue, I think it's in Montana, of a serial killer. This is another thing I found on that Wikipedia page, the serial killer Wikipedia page.
Okay.
And, he like killed and ate like 60 people or something like that. I could be total. You may have to look this one up, but they built a statue to like commemorate him.
I read
he's
something.
He's in the top. I'll pull up the Wikipedia page.
Who do you think?
Serial killers.
What do you know the name of the serial killer who killed the most people, that's speculated to have killed the most people?
I think it's this guy I'm talking about.
Let's see. Well, let's do it in the U.S. Holy shit. This is not in the order that I want it to be.
You can change the... you can order by a number of known victims.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Proven victims is the one you want to do.
Yes, Luis Gavarito. 138 proven victims. This is the notes. Child murderer, torture killer, and rapist known as La Bestia confessed to killing 140 boys between 8 and 16 years old over a 7-year period in Colombia and neighboring countries. He's suspected of murdering over 300 victims, mostly street children, was sentenced to 1,853 years in prison, but was later reduced to 22 years. What the fuck?
Let's listen to this one.
Okay.
This is a woman, I'm assuming, because the person's name was Clementine.
I think that's a man.
Clementine Barnabet.
Actually, maybe that is a woman.
Killed 35 people, proven, in 1911, and 12 years later was released.
No, this was a woman.
An ex-murdering voodoo priestess who murdered African-American families at nighttime.
I'm right here.
Okay, Clementine. No, I want to find this dude that they made a statue for. So here's
A question. Here's a question. So I'm looking at one of them. Executed by immurement or walling. What the fuck does that mean? Immurement.
Oh, fuck, bro. The choke and stroke killer. That's a gnarly name.
Holy shit.
That's the number one. That's the most proven victims in this identified serial killer list in America. Active for 35 years between 1970 and 2005. Killed 61 women.
Man, Ted Cruz has been real busy.
He allegedly killed 93 women in 14 different states.
That's crazy. Okay, so immurement is a form of imprisonment, usually until death, in which a person is sealed within an enclosed space with no exits. This includes instances where people have been enclosed in extremely tight confinement, such as within a coffin. That's awful.
Yeah, I don't like to think about dying in like a confined space like that.
No, that sounds terrible.
There's something like I'd love to have a coffin to sleep in to kind of train myself to not be as afraid of it, but
okay,
that would take a while.
Yeah. I bet. But maybe you could start in like a tent.
I'm good in tents.
And then just slowly make the tent smaller.
Yeah, do like one of those little army tents where it just covers your body. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
It's like a little teepee, essentially.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm talking about now. It literally just covers. It's like a rain fly just for a sleeping bag.
Okay.
I don't know. I probably couldn't do it, though. I'm not good with confined space. I will freak out. Start clawing my way out. Start getting splinters in my nails.
Yeah. Awful. I once saw a guy get a splinter that was like 6 inches long. We were at a beach house in Galveston, and we were obviously all of the houses in Galveston are on stilts.
Are you moving the table?
No.
This thing is just perfectly bouncing.
Mine isn't.
Just bouncing.
Maybe it's just because maybe if you stop, it's still going. But yeah, we were in Galveston and there was this kid with us. I don't remember how we knew him, but he was running up the stairs of the deck, and he comes up and he's like, "I got a splinter," and he shows us, and it's like 6 inches long. It was like. Only a little bit into him, but the whole thing, it was like protruding out of him. And the worst part is that it was so big that in order to remove it, you'd give yourself more splinters.
You seen that video of the horse that gets like a stick, like a long ass stick, goes in right through its chest and they pull it out?
Uh-uh.
I'm pretty sure the horse died not that long after. But
that's awful.
Yeah. And he's running at such a good speed. You never think about how much momentum you have until you hit something that doesn't move.
Yeah. It's very true.
Like yesterday at work, I swung my leg into a goddamn solid steel leaf spring.
Fuck.
That, you know, weighs 300 pounds. It didn't move at all. My leg felt like it cracked in half. Like, is there something interesting about your nervous system's reaction to pain?
Yeah.
Like, it literally had me doubled over. Like, I felt like I was going to throw up.
Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Mm-hmm. It's been a long, long time.
Me too, but that is fucking awful.
Yeah. There's something about that feeling, not being able to breathe. Like,
you know,
I've woken up with that feeling.
That's not good.
And almost like my chest was hurting. This was before the pandemic.
Okay.
But it was like, I woke up and it felt like I had been going like trying to breathe with my throat closed for several minutes. That's what it felt like. Like, that's how much my chest had been hurting.
Wow.
And I woke up to the, that's how I woke up.
That's crazy. Maybe you have sleep apnea.
I definitely do. I do have sleep apnea. I snore a lot.
You ever tried those, what are they called? The things you put on your nose that supposedly help with you to breathe when you sleep. How the fuck does that work?
It doesn't, because sleep apnea is caused by your neck.
Yeah.
It's your tongue falling into your throat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, how is that? Is that literally utter horseshit, or yes. Is it okay?
Well, it may not be utter horseshit, but if you have like a sinus infection or something, it probably helps a little bit.
Okay.
But I can't imagine that your skin is going to help pull the membrane of your nose apart enough to,
yeah,
let air pass through if you have a sinus infection.
It's crazy how much stuff is like marketed as medicine that does absolutely nothing.
For instance, chiropractors.
Yep. Do you know that going to a chiropractor increases your risk of having a stroke?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It also, there's like no guarantee, and you can't sue them for malpractice because they're literally not doctors.
Yep.
They took a 2-week course with a guy who knew how to like massage butts really good.
I went to a chiropractor once before we discovered that I had tumors, and he looked at me and he was like, oh yeah, this is what was wrong with you, whatever. So he popped me at my back or whatever. And then
that's like their only trick.
No,
their only trick is a loud pop.
It gets weirder. So then we go into this other part of the doctor's office where he has like these weird, it's like, you remember those old vibrating exercise machines that you're supposed to like vibrate the fat away?
Oh, where you like rub it on yourself?
No, it's where you stand on it and the whole thing vibrates.
Yeah, I do.
So he had one of those. He made me wear these red glasses, like glasses that had a red tint. And then he made me stand on this vibrating machine for 6 seconds. And then...
In front of him?
No.
Was he watching?
No. He was with another patient. But
that's what I was going to say. He put the red lenses on so you couldn't see where his eyes were.
And then he made me put blue ones on. Or then they handed me blue ones. And I had to do the same thing. And I walked out and I was like, I'm never going. This is the most bullshit thing that I have ever encountered. I didn't even want to go in the first place. I was like, chiropractic is absolute horseshit.
Praying to the 3D gods.
But my dad was like, you got to go. Turns out I had tumors. I wasn't misaligned.
I don't really trust doctors. You might have just had your tumors. What you thought was tumors pulled out of your head, but really it was just tumors they had on hand. They just cut you open. I think about that sometimes. Like after my first surgery,
mm-hmm.
how I couldn't like fully close my hand, and when I went to see them after it had been healed, right? See the surgeon, and the look on his face, and him telling me I needed another surgery. That look told me like, hey, I fucked up, and I need to fix it. But I don't want you to know I fucked up because I don't want you to sue me.
I mean,
because after the second surgery, I can fully close my hand.
Well,
the first time I was like frogging people.
Yeah, that's true. So you always get a second opinion.
Yeah, I really should have. I should have waited and just let the infection eat my hand away.
Well, I mean, then you'd at least be disabled.
Yeah, I could get disability. I could, you know, go around, you know, not signing autographs, but, you know.
Yeah, everything else.
Everything else.
Yeah.
I'd get a robotic hand probably because I'm pretty poor.
Which hand? What, it was your right hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
No, that'd be okay. I'm ambidextrous.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not an issue.
That's good. I feel like that's a talent a lot of men don't have.
I grew up with a shower head on the, like when you're in the bathtub, right? The wall that was open to the right side. So I'd have my phone out there and I would jerk off my left hand. That's how I learned to do it with both hands.
I see. It's like, so at life that point, just muscle memory.
Yeah.
I still think it's crazy that you use your phone in the shower.
Not here.
Well, yeah.
This is a stand-up shower. It's different. I used to take, like, shower baths. I'd let the tub fill up.
Yeah.
After I'd done being done showered. So I wouldn't be sitting in, like, a soup of dirty water.
Yeah. But just, I love how we all collectively decided that's called a shower bath.
Brothy.
Like, the interesting thing about humans to me is that we just all, like... We collectively come up with names for things. Have you ever met somebody who did that? And they had never heard anybody else talk about it, and they called it anything but a shower bath?
No. Sometimes I used to describe it as just like a sit-down shower.
Okay.
And that's usually how it would go. I wouldn't even let the bath fill up. I would just sit down in the shower.
Here's the thing. I wonder what percentage, because I, 100% of the time when I'm shower, I'm sitting. I shower the entire time sitting down. And I don't know how normal that is.
I think that's pretty normal.
Okay.
But I wonder if that contributes to, like, mental stress.
I feel like it would.
Because, like, I used to equate sitting in the shower with, like, after a stressful day, that's what I would do.
I see.
I started doing it every day. And I wonder if my mind subconsciously thinks I had a stressful day or is trying to associate the good day I had with, like, stress so I wouldn't enjoy it in the future.
I see. I just don't want to stand up. You okay?
You see, I'm just lazy.
Exactly.
No, I'm not okay. I've got these shitty lips that are like leather right now.
My mom bought me some CBD lip balm.
That's what I need.
I don't know if it does anything. I it does not.
Drink some.
Okay. It was like $30 at Ulta, though, so.
Yeah, just drink some.
Drink it?
Yeah.
It's not.
Not the whole thing.
It's not a drinkable form factor.
Is it analgesic? Analgesic?
I don't think that lip balm can be. What would they put into it? You can't.
You're saying it's CBD.
Yeah.
So how do you absorb the CBD? Do you just like subconsciously eat it all day?
No, you lip it. It's lip balm.
You lick it off your lips.
It's lip balm. It
so it's okay to ingest.
Yeah, but
so drink some.
I know. I'm not saying that that you can't drink. I'm saying that you physically can't drink it because it's thick. I'd have to lick it out.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't see that.
I just can't drink it.
You just heat it up.
That's a good idea.
Stick it in the air fryer.
That's a good idea.
And then eat it. Oh, you know what I'm going to get after this?
What?
I'm going to get some cheese curds.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've been shitting good all week. I need to block myself up before Monday comes.
That's the thing that's so crazy to me is that after like being sober, my shit schedule is completely unregulated compared to whenever I was not sober.
I bet.
Whenever I was not sober, every single time of the day.
A lot more
same
texture
time.
Variation now too, huh? Because I feel like that kind of stuff would block you up and like harden your stool.
It does, but. I had a perfect system. I had a perfect system, okay?
I would eat 3 laxatives right after I took an opiate.
I just drank some coffee the morning of.
I would give myself,
shot every day at the same time.
I would give my solid shit a water slide bath to come out.
Yeah.
You ever have those? Let's just talk about shit real quick.
Okay.
You ever have those shits where it's like there's a plug? There's like a drain plug, and then once the plug is gone, it's like all liquid?
No.
I've had some of those.
There's a really funny TikTok that's like the different types of poops. Like what the one that I thought was the funniest is the spiky poop.
Yeah.
Why is it spiky?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's something about like you just eat, your body just doesn't process the shit right.
I have no idea.
It doesn't round it off enough.
Mm-mm. But I love
the
idea.
Shotgun blast. That's a good one. I have that one a lot. Paint the bowl real quick.
That's not good.
Wow.
I'm
not healthy.
Neither.
Like I'm not making jokes. This is true fact. Like I get chest pain all day. I'm not in a good like health state.
Yeah.
But I function pretty okay.
Yeah. Well that's
a survivor, okay?
You're not a victim, you're a survivor.
I'm not a victim. I'm a fucking survivor. I'll make it through. The rest of you I'm not so fucking sure about.
That's true. I mean, that's how I know that, like, I used to not describe myself as, like, a very strong person. That is not the case anymore. Because I have been through everything.
Alone?
Sometimes.
I think that's the difference between a strong person and what is not as strong of a person. Is how much you go through alone.
Because almost the entirety of my days of being not sober was a secret. So.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think that like the amount of shit you go through, it's kind of getting back to actual shit. It's kind of like if you're impacted. It just keeps getting thicker because, like, your walls get thicker because I don't know how to describe what I'm talking about.
Is Ghislaine Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
is that the Maxwell of, like, Maxwell's House?
Like, no coffee? Idea.
That'd be so crazy if it was.
I don't think it is. I think, because her, the interesting thing about her is that her dad was a high-ranking official in the Israeli army, in Mossad.
Yeah, her dad was also really good with, like, Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa was efforts. A bitch.
Mother Teresa was a fucking pimp. Mother Teresa was a supplier.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When was Mother...
That's another one of those people who are, like, widely thought of as, like, a good person.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Super shitty.
That's the thing, is that, like...
She's like Bill Clinton.
People always say that you shouldn't view historical figures... You should view them by what they were in their own time. But I don't think that morals...
Well, if
I think morals
are
timeless.
If what you are is a supplier of children for a global pedophile ring,
yeah.
I think that's timelessly despised.
Well, yeah, but I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that, like, people say, well, George Washington was a good guy, but he owned slaves.
He did own slaves, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good, solid reason why I agree with, like, not necessarily a drafting of a new constitution, but, you know, a revised look at it.
Yeah.
Take the good parts of it, the good principles of it, and, you know, have someone who doesn't own slaves write it.
Yeah.
You know? How easy is it to discount something because the guy who wrote it has slaves? Like, the life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, life, liberty, property, whatever you want to say, it's written by a guy with slaves.
Yeah.
So that's an easy thing. You can come back and say, well, that's bullshit. Let's tear it all down.
Yeah.
It should have been revised long ago.
Well, that's what the Founding Fathers wanted. The Founding Fathers did not expect it to last this long. They wanted us to rewrite.
I know. And we did that stupid thing by classifying it as, like, a living document with all the amendments we add to it. And it's like, what are we at now? 30-something?
I have no 40 idea.
40-something? How many
no
amendments are there?
No fucking clue.
Number of amendments in the U.S. Constitution.
Let's find out.
I don't know all of them because they don't really pertain to me. No one rules me. I rule myself. I am my own god.
So, I've been playing with 23andMe lately. And I think that I have an idea for a DNA test.
27 amendments. And the 27th Amendment was proposed in 1789 and was not completed until 1992.
Is that the one about women that had to be ratified by all the states, the Equal Rights Act or something?
Delays laws affecting congressional salary from taking effect until after the next election of representatives.
Well, that sounds like a good law.
202 years it took for that to be ratified.
That's insane.
And very surprising it happened in 1992 at the height of, like, American capitalism.
Yeah.
Let's just whisper. Let's do a whole whispering podcast.
No ASMR podcast. No. Have you ever heard of Bad Girls Club?
Is that the MIA thing?
What?
Is it MIA or SIA?
It was a television show. It was a reality show.
Fast, die young, bad girls do it well.
No, this is a TV show. It was a TV show called Bad Girls Club. And I remember it was kind of like a trashy... Real Housewives type shit. It was like all these trashy women live in this house and they party. It was like Jersey Shore, but all women, and all the women are bitches, and they're constantly fighting. And they all live in this house. And man, I watched that show as a child, like growing up, and I think that it really affected who I became as a person. Like, you know, okay, you've heard this. The vine of the girl clanging together the pots and pans, and she's like yelling like,
"Y'all get to sleep because of y'all! Y'all
get to sleep because of me!" Exactly, that's from Classic. Bad Girls Club.
Classic.
That's so good. I fucking love that video.
I love all those old reality shows. They were so before their time because they're not funny when you're watching them. They're funny, ironically, 15 years later.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. We need to stop posting these, and we'll post them in 2035.
Okay.
And then it'll be good.
Yeah. It'll be like a time capsule.
Yeah.
But with idiots.
We're too, what's the term? Like, We're too forward thinking.
Yeah. We're too progressive.
Whoa. I don't know about that one. I think I want to be a little more regressive. Let's go back.
What do you want to go back to?
Let's like, no one can own anything. Let's go back to like natives.
I feel like people still own stuff.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that came until they were civilized.
Okay, so you mean like...
Where were the borders?
No, I mean own things like this is my bear pelt. I killed this bear.
Again, I don't think that's a thing they did.
Really?
From my own readings into the...
It's more of a community thing?
Yeah, it's more of like a... What you have and what you need are often the same thing.
That makes sense.
And if you don't have what you need, then you look to the community. Or more actually, the community, you know, supplies before you even realize you don't have what you don't need.
So all Native Americans are basically anarcho-socialists.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
solid system. Worked I agree. Really well in America for a long time.
Until smallpox.
Like Cortez and... ooh, who's the other guy?
Columbus.
No, the map guy. Starts with the M. Magellan.
Okay.
Magellan was one that really fucked things up.
So this is a fun fact about my life, which is the best way to start a sentence. So,
please tell me more.
I have been to the village of the landing place of Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus landed in the Dominican Republic in an area called La Isabela. And I went to the ruins of where they landed. And it was like, well, this is where Columbus lived. And this is where all the other people on the boat lived. And it was crazy.
They show you his slave quarters?
No, none of it was like, it was all ruins. Like it was like rock.
Well, that's good.
But it was still really cool. Like,
weird to commemorate that though.
I agree.
That's why it persisted.
That was on that trip was whenever I realized that I didn't actually speak Spanish very well, because I could speak some Spanish and I was like able to get us onto the taxi and like into the area we needed to be in. But on the tour guide only spoke Spanish.
I'm fully fluent.
You're fully fluent now?
Soy biblioteca.
Have you seen that bit from Community? The song? I'll have to show it to you after. It's really good. It's Donald Glover and Danny Pudi rapping in Spanish for their Spanish class. It's really good. Community was such a good show to watch while we were in school because we were also at a community college while that show was happening.
I wish I'd gotten into Always Sunny when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And really fully developed, because that's not what started me into like wanting to fucking just be funny in every situation. But that's like... what fully convinced me that like you can just do it because not a lot of things matter.
Yeah.
Like that's what made me realize that I have to assess every situation as like, okay, is the outcome of this going to be important? No. Yeah. All right, let's fuck around with it. Let's make it weird.
Yeah. You
know? Let's say things that no one else says. Like, hey, like make Creed parody songs. Have I sung any of those for you yet?
No.
I'll get you off camera. They're going to be too loud for the mic.
Okay.
I get really into it. You gotta get raspy for Creed.
You know what my favorite story from It's Always Sunny is? It's not even from the show. It's so you know whenever Mac was in blackface for the Lethal Weapon episode?
Yeah, I'm so mad that they pulled that.
They did?
It's not on Hulu.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well, there was a Caitlin Olsen. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the three Olsen twins.
she obviously is married to the guy who plays Mac.
Yeah.
And she cut herself. Like she got hurt on set that day. So they went to go to the hospital and he was there with her at the hospital and they were like, why is everybody staring at us? Until they finally thought about it. They were like, yeah, he's in blackface right now.
That should have been the episode.
Yeah.
Do some real world takes. Always Sunny reality TV.
That's such a good show. I know we talk about that a lot, but it's legitimately good.
Yeah, well, it's like, I just watched an analysis of it too, like a fucking nerd. And it's like, it's so good because it's like the perfect sitcom.
Yeah.
The characters never learn better. They never learn from their mistakes. And things just get raunchier and raunchier until eventually it's going to get to a point where they're just like saying the N-word.
They've already done that.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how Charlie was the one who said it too.
Well, you know. That who else would you know what? No, it would definitely
be Dennis.
It would be Dennis.
Yeah.
Maliciously.
100%
like when he's
be
buying
Dennis.
The gun.
Yeah.
And he gets ripped off. That's the moment I thought they should have said it.
Yeah. I love how we both knew that it was gonna be Dennis.
Yeah. Alright, that's enough Always Sunny talk.
It's enough Always Sunny talk. Well, we're at 1:15.
So you want to call it?
If you have anything else you want to talk about.
Other than I'm thinking about painting this. I want to paint this into like a logo or something.
The sheet?
Yeah. We should like fully make a set. I'm going to do it. Regardless of if you want to or not.
What I could do is we'd have to like own the space if we wanted to do that.
Well, yeah,
okay, we're
going to
end it. This is all a business talk.
No, we'll talk about this. Well, we'll talk about this later. Let's just cut. Email acoutercast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I was about to say. Make sure if you have any thoughts, musings, death threats, please direct those to thecoutercast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @_coutercast.
Yeah, that's where I tweet out my dick pics.
Yeah.
And rate us on Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah, that'd be really helpful.
Yeah, if you rate us and then all of a sudden there's like a lot of you who like us and then you could maybe have some friends because anyone listening to this obviously doesn't have any friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Also,
this is a social weirdo who listens to this kind of show.
If you rate us on iTunes, screenshot it, email us, and then if we make it big, we'll pay you $50.
If you screenshot us your review, I will like I won't fly you out here. Like you'll have to get a ticket, but I'll let you look at my asshole in person.
That's an honor.
And it's pretty. I get it waxed. Like
you bleach it?
No, I don't. I probably should. Though.
You should get into that.
I'm pretty good at wiping though.
Just don't get it on your t-shirt.
It's not stained or anything. I got a clean asshole.
I don't think that the reason that people bleach it is because it's stained.
Yeah, you never watched a. Well,
I think it's just because it's darker.
You never watched a porn where like you can tell that it looks like she just wiped her ass because it's dark. That's years of shit staining.
That's
on your
just
skin.
Just look at a butthole. Every butthole's like that.
Yeah, but your butthole and your lips are the same color.
That's your nipples.
No, it's your butthole. Your butthole and your lips and your nipples may be made out of the same kind of skin, but color-wise, your lips are the same shade as the skin on your asshole.
My butthole
on
is
average.
White.
Well, you bleach it.
That's not true.
Is your butthole really white?
All of me is white.
We'll discuss this. I might want to see this.
No.
But yeah, hit us up, thecoutercast@gmail.com.
All right.
Bye.